How often do you drive or walk by a business and wonder, what is that? Well, wonder no more, because if you've asked that question, that's where Boise State Public Radio podcast, You Know the Place, comes into play. This podcast, hosted by Joel Wayne and Lacey Daly, explores the Idaho stores, shops, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by, but you just never seem to visit. The second season of You Know the Place just kicked off. Take a listen.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. It's season two?
It is season two. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, something a little bit different. This is kind of a new one for us. I want to nominate all the vape shops on Overland in Boise.
Okay, all of them?
The first week after I fully quit smoking, salty food was one of the first things that really started to come back to me. And I remember I had a saltine cracker, and it was the craziest thing I had ever experienced in my life.
We just pulled up, and I will say, as soon as we got off the thruway, we were like, kind of smells like pot.
Yeah.
But then we pulled up to the building, and I was like, no, it's definitely a skunk. And now I'm confused, is it roadkill, or do they, like, skin animals here?
This is funny, because we thought we smelled the skunk outside.
Well, we make our own lures of baits, and we use a lot of skunk essence in them, so we always smell skunky.
Oh.
I'm geeky in the stink room.
The stink room? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. Really?
You want to go out there?
Kind of. Joel, I'm learning as I go, but make sure you put your sarong down.
Yes.
Don't put your butt on the chair.
Yeah, first rule of nudism. Nobody wants to sit in your butt juice.
I was having these odd, almost like dream moments where we went into their house and then we came out of their cabin and we came out and I'm like, oh God, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Oh wait, nobody
else. Oh, I'm okay. No. This is the thing.
Today we've got a little field trip, the Cremation Society of Idaho.
Do you think people will think we're getting a little dark in season two? Is this a little too heavy?
When I decided to go into it, I still didn't know until my first day of my apprenticeship if I could be in a room with a deceased person. I really didn't know.
Thanks for joining us for another season. Cheers to a good ride.
And Joel and Lacey are joining me in studio to chat more about season two of You Know the Place. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a little concerned, but a little curious all at the same time about season two.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it took us in some new directions.
Okay, so explain where we're going in season two.
Well, what you just heard was kind of a montage of four different episodes.
Okay.
Vape shops, for one, which dropped last week. That was our first episode. Also, Rocky Mountain Fireworks and Fur.
Mm-hmm. What, fireworks and fur?
Oh, yeah. They sell fireworks and fur.
Because you might
fireworks in the summer, fur in the winter. Oh, we confirmed that.
But you can get both all year round.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Well, I did not know this. See?
And then
Bear Mountain.
What? Oh, Bear Mountain.
Yes. That is a nude resort.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with it, yes, we did.
Did you have to take your clothes off?
We didn't have to. Clarify that. It's dressed to your own comfort level.
Oh, okay.
Did we or did we not?
Yeah.
You'll have to listen.
Oh, okay.
That probably means we did.
I am so curious about that.
We wore our birthday suits.
Yeah. You did? What was it like? I mean, are you uncomfortable at first? And then is it kind of like, oh, everybody's doing it?
You know, the refrain that I kept saying, well, first of all, the most uncomfortable time there was the 7 minutes while we were still wearing clothes. And then we were there for like 6-7 hours. We spent like the whole day there. And
we did not anticipate that.
No, I kept saying to Joel, I was like, you know what? The only thing that's weird here is how this is not weird. Like, as we're just walking around.
Yeah.
But they're only open seasonally, right? I mean, they close down in the winter.
They're not closed. I mean, it's...
Or clothed.
They're not clothed or closed. It's 130 acres of property. And so some people are there year-round. But yeah, generally, it's much busier in the...
You're not swimming in the pool in the wintertime?
Yeah,
no, I don't
probably
think
not.
So.
Okay.
No.
All right. And then the next one that we heard something about a cremation...
Yeah.
Association.
Society of Idaho.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So how is this a society? I mean, I thought you just like
that you die, you go to the morgue, you say, I mean, I guess before you die, you say whether you want to be cremated or not.
Yeah. Well, it is a funeral home. Cremation societies are basically, there's a cremation societies all over the states. And generally speaking, I think they're nonprofits actually, and they just make it kind of an easier option for I don't know.
I mean, they focus solely on cremation,
so it's not burials.
A more affordable thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't as, I don't know if I want to say churchy.
That's all right.
Yeah. It wasn't as buttoned down, I would say. It was a lot more casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not that I have a lot of funeral home experience.
But if you did.
But if I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these are like four episodes. Are you still looking for ideas? Where are you in this season's process?
We should say we're always looking for ideas. We're always looking for new places to go. And people do reach out to us via the website, youknowtheplacepodcast.com. We always like to have suggestions. Although, yeah, we have a bunch of things on our list for other places that we want to go.
Yeah. How many episodes do you think you'll do this season?
I don't want to give you a hard number because we're still having fun. We're aiming for 10, but if more crop up and we still have the energy and wherewithal to continue, we certainly will.
Did you guys have any idea that when you came up with this crazy idea that, you know, A, you would actually do a season, let alone come back for a second season?
I think that was a hope.
Yeah.
But
you hope to be successful.
Well, right, of course.
You, I don't know, hit something that people want to listen to, but it has been exciting, and definitely hearing feedback only makes us excited to keep doing more.
Right.
I think what I enjoy about the two of you is it's your interaction, and that comes through so much in the podcast. You guys have a great chemistry, and you either have that or you don't have that. So how do the two of you, for people that don't know, how did the two of you, you know, come together and make this happen?
We met,
and they start laughing.
Yeah, no, we're trying to get more comfortable with accepting compliments like that. That, like, yeah, you guys have a good rapport, and you're kind of funny.
I'm naturally really bad at that.
Yeah, we're trying to be
just
better.
Say
at
thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And thank
welcome.
You.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're from different sides of the country, but we met at the Boise State Masters of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. That's where we met, and we've always kind of been attracted to each other creatively, if mm-hmm. that makes any sense. But I do often tell Joel he's my soulmate in a weird way.
We're kind of work spouses as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's not many people that you can go to a nudist colony with and feel really comfortable.
And still look them in the face.
And, still look them in the face the next day and then put a whole podcast together about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that says something about how the two of you get along.
We do all right.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. All right. So the first episode aired last week. So when will they drop each week?
They'll drop every Thursday, mm-hmm. right?
He's looking
You're
at
the
me
one
for confirmation.
Drops.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the
yeah.
One who
It'll
drops
be every Thursday.
Them.
Thursday feels like a good day getting ready for the weekend. If you can't get to it, maybe you can listen to it on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But every Thursday, a new one will come out. But you don't need to listen to them in order.
Right.
You know, that each of them focuses on a different place, a different business, a different group. So you can have at it. There's the whole first season if you're looking to catch up or you just want to dip your toes in and see what we're all about. And they're all, it's available iTunes, the NPR One app, on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, on the podcast website, youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You can get it anywhere.
You can also see a bunch of pictures there, too. We do try to document it in other ways.
Oh, yeah. And Joel's getting so good at taking pictures.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, but that even, like, puts a face to a name mm-hmm. and to the location of where you went. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it really brings it all together. And honestly, you two are great together. I think it's a wonderful idea. So thanks for coming in, and congrats on season 2.
Thank you.
My guest today, the host of the podcast, You Know the Place, Joel Wayne and Lacey Daly, you both said thank you so nicely.